you have to put as many options available in the water as possible, especially if you're trying to hire. You know, we've recommended mm-hmm. people, like, you got to get creative at this point if you're going to stand out in yeah. that aspect as an yeah. entrepreneur.
Real business, real business.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from, yeah. where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward. Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. As always, Kilo G.
What up, what up?
And here we are again, another week. Guys, today we wanted to talk about some of the things that are available to, you know, entrepreneurs that maybe you're not familiar with, or it's just, again, the rock that you haven't looked under yet. Like, for instance, sometimes we get so caught in our ways, even when we're hiring. What do you do when you need to hire? You go back to the same way you hired 3 years ago or 5 years ago mm-hmm. or 6 years ago. We kind of fish in the same ponds. Back in the day, remember, we'd hire off of Craigslist. Yeah. We didn't know no better.
Right.
So whenever we needed to hire, what'd we do? We hit up Craigslist.
Yeah, hey, it worked. And we still got some studs here from it.
To, yeah, where we're at. And and to be honest, over that first, you know, 5 or 7 years that we were doing it,
yeah,
we still have some of our core people that are now big time leaders in our company off mm-hmm. of Craigslist. Mm-hmm. So thank you for those free ads.
Yeah.
They did start charging the $6 to $7 just yeah. recently, which yeah. is smart on their part. I wondered why they never sold Google AdSense around their site. They got a million freaking hits a day. anyways, that's not the topic, but that's just how it goes. I sometimes get rambling. But if you're fishing in the same ponds that you fished in 5 or 6 years ago, you're probably not going to get the result that you got 5 or 6 years ago yeah. because it's unique and different. Technology is different. Mm-hmm. The market's different. Hiring is different. Operating a business is different. It's just ever changing.
Yeah.
And the problem is I think some people just get caught in the way that they do things and they don't use technology to their advantage. Why maybe some of their sure. competitors are.
They just don't want to take the time to learn it, dude. People are scared of technology.
Or maybe they get to the point where they're just so busy with the way that they have their company built that it's hard mm-hmm. to find the time to learn about that new technology.
Yeah.
In reality, if you did, maybe it will ultimately free up the time.
Yeah.
And so that you would actually have time to add new things to your business, right?
Dude, absolutely.
And so, I think there's multiple reasons why. It could be just the time issue. It could be an investment issue, a money issue.
Well, yeah, and it's just you sell yourself that idea all the time. Like, I'm not great with technology, so if somebody else yeah. can come in and show me how to do this, that, and the other. But dude, there's a reason that the saying is out there. It's more prudent now than ever. It's like adapt or die.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to keep leaning on this, like, well, I'm just not great with technology, you're going to become non-existent, you know? Like,
And well, like homeboy that I was talking about before we hopped on, I did a call with an individual, and I mean, the guy's a hardworking dude. He's got plenty of work,
yeah.
but he would work from sun up to sundown all the way till midnight, because when he's not out in the field actually doing the work, he's doing paperwork stuff like looking at plans and
yeah.
quoting and, you know, getting all that stuff together so that he could send those quotes out to show up the next day to do all the work. Then when the work's up, then the paperwork stuff started kicking in, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he couldn't find an individual that he trusted to read the plans to give an accurate quote. And he's like, bro, if the quoting's off, what if it's like even a certain per square footage? He's like, dude, it adds up.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I have to be accurate on my quotes.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, it's just difficult to trust somebody. He's like, it's hard to train somebody to quote some of the plans that I'm able to read and quote. And so yeah. I feel like I have to do all that myself, but then it's hard to find good workers.
Right.
So he's out there doing the work. So he's in a weird pickle. And you know, I think people in the trades, because your head's down so much doing the work, that you don't understand that there are solutions out there. There's some things that are available to you in some senses
yeah.
that you're, again, either not aware of or not utilizing or whatever it is. But, you know, this individual, I said, well, why don't you just hire somebody to read the plans through like Upwork.com, right? And if you guys don't know what Upwork is, it's just a site where you can literally hire freelancers.
Right.
That's all it is. I mean, we've hired anything from what? Programmers to yeah. program CRMs.
Yeah.
We've hired people to set up websites off of Indeed. What else have we, or not Indeed, Upwork.
CPAs?
We have
to help out with some tax prep on more of the basic stuff.
Yep. So CPA, I mean, anything that you could think of. So with this guy, I typed in architect or, you know, graphic designers, website, anything and everything you need, even videographers, if you need videographers, but you're not quite ready for one full time to pay, you know, $3,000 a month to have somebody internally plus all of the equipment that that costs.
Yeah.
Maybe it is better to outsource it to somebody for $20 an hour on Upwork.
Yeah.
You know, if you only need 10 hours, then that's a good middle ground where you're not bringing on a large expense to your company, but you're also not using that large expense 40 hours a week. So it's hard to justify.
Dude, right. I did, there's another site too called Thumbtack.
Okay. What is it?
I don't know. So when I got married 6 years ago, I was okay. We're getting married out of state. I didn't really want to pay for a wedding planner. I had the venue already locked down, the hotel with the catering.
So you already made all the calls.
So I did. I hired my wedding pastor to marry us. I hired the DJ. I hired like someone to come set up with all the little the decor things, like all right on this app called Thumbtack.
So you were your event planner from
And it was cheap. And then so I was like, because back then I needed cheap, right? Like. You know,
balling on a budget.
Yeah, balling on a budget, man. But I started looking around. There was like, as I was like, I wonder if they have accounting services and stuff on here because we're in the accounting game, right? And so there was, bro. There was all these like tax preparers and like bookkeepers and stuff. Right.
So I'm even getting educated right now on this podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we did it because now I can look. Even
but there's multiple apps out there above and beyond.
I know
Upwork.
I know Upwork. I mean, obviously, there's if there's one, that means there's many.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the interweb here.
Right. That's like the juggernaut. But like, dude, I was talking to a guy that's all his business is helping people get VAs for assistant work.
Oh, yeah. Virtual assistants on Upwork or whatever. Right. So these are all things. And again, I think sometimes we hold on to duties a little too much, maybe because, again, we don't want to either give up the money, you know, and bring on the support. So you retain the stress, you retain the headache.
Yeah.
But again, I would always rather make a little bit less and have less headache and a little bit less stress, right?
Right.
Like if somebody's making 200 grand a year, pay somebody $3,000 a month, or 40 grand a year, 50 grand a year to come help. Now you make 160, but you're far less stressed.
For a minute.
You know, and then at that point, then eventually that person should help you exceed that, right?
Right.
And so at first you always got to take the step backwards, but.
Yeah, well, it gives you the ability to look at your business a little bit different view and make some adjustments. And now, now I'm giving myself bigger raises 8 to 12 months later. You know what I mean?
You have to use some of these things to your advantage. Again, like in the trades, you obviously the labor part of it, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. But there's stuff that happens behind the scenes, like the invoicing or, again, hopefully your accounting is outsourced to easier accounting, I would think. if not, that's a possibility. Yeah.
Well, invoicing is a great example because, I mean, dude, that first of all takes so much time.
Yes.
But like,
invoicing and collections.
If you're one of the guys that's like, listen, man, I'm just not good with technology and I'd just rather do it all myself and make sure there's no mistakes made and all these things, right? Is so many tools out there. Invoicing tools is a great one because it's like now it's just automated. When you submit a job, boom, 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 sends it out with a payment link is done. The time you invested to actually go through and learn that and set up your parameters to send out the invoices once the job gets to a certain point.
Even if it saved you 5 minutes a job.
Yeah, like you might have invested
10 years,
40 hours figuring it all out, but now you're saving, you know, whatever, 25, 30 minutes on every invoice.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so.
So the whole point of this is to let you guys know that if you're dealing with a problem right now and it's a paperwork type problem or it's an office admin type problem, if it's even just anything that somebody could do somewhere else outside of manual labor, there's definitely websites that are available to you that could take the support or give you support so that they could take some of that work off of your hands, right?
Absolutely.
And that's going to allow you to then, again, as we've been talking about episode after episode after episode, allowing your time to be focused more on things that will be moving the needle in your business rather than you being the business down in the weeds doing all the work. And so, you know, Kel's dad has been in the trades for a long, long time. I think the issue is some of these old school guys, the 50, 60, even some of the 40, 50-year-olds,
yeah.
You guys aren't – you guys, maybe young guys, 20, 22, 25, that are in the trades now are adapting to technology a little bit more. Yeah. But I think some of the old dogs are still kind of trying to hang on to their old tricks or the old way of doing things, yeah. Right? Like, look, I don't like change either. You remember when we introduced computers in the office like 10 years ago? That was shitty.
Was it only 10 years ago? It had to be a little longer than that.
It was 11.
For the sales guys. Fulfillment guys always had it, right? But sales guys would literally, we'd print their leads out. The sales we'd hand it to them and we'd say dial.
When you get a sale, fill out this form
and bring it to the secretary. Yeah. Then she would put it in the computer.
Yeah. So there were computers at the office. I'm saying for salespeople.
Yeah, but now we can just assign multiple bulks of leads to them. Oh my God, it's so much more efficient.
Yeah, but I was so against it.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a lot of people that are kind of like that just don't like change or resistant towards change.
Yeah.
When you actually lean into it a little bit, I mean, it's obviously made our life way easier and made us a lot more money. And, you know, you're able to understand, you know, what happened with every single lead rather than going to their desk and looking through their paper leads and looking at what they wrote on it. No answer. You know what I mean? So it, obviously if you're tracking it, you're going to be a lot more profitable long term. Mm-hmm. And so we started utilizing technology in terms of the entire organization, I guess I should say, probably 10 to 11 years ago. So we added the sales team. But, dude, I couldn't even type either. I was a hunt and peck type thing. Yeah. And so now, obviously, I can type. But the whole point of that is I was resistant towards something that was of benefit to me just because I was so caught up in doing things the way that I've always done things.
Right.
And so we've even, you know, talked to individuals like, look, if you've always gone to Craigslist, you can't go to keep going. If you've always done Indeed, you might not always be able to go to Indeed. You have to put as many options available in the water as possible, especially if you're trying to hire. You know, we've recommended people like you got to get creative at this point if you're going to stand out in that aspect as an entrepreneur. And in regards to that process, you might even have to think outside of websites. We've recommended individuals even going as far as doing radio ads for their hiring in their local area, because the idea is to get as much attention on, if you're hiring, get as much attention on that as possible. If you have a job, if you're a marketing company, get as many people to know that you do marketing as possible.
Right.
You're going to obviously attract more customers the more people that know about you. If you're having a tough time hiring right now because you're in the trades, get more people to understand and know that you exist and that you're hiring and why you're better than everybody else. It's the same as an ad to a customer that you are in terms of hiring, right?
Yeah. In our experience anyways, just to be completely transparent, okay, is like you move through these different divisions as you're growing your company, right? And we've gotten to a point where we're at this certain size, right? I used to be the sales guy. I used to be the guy to go out and get the leads. Yes. And then I'd be the guy that was like trying to manage the sales guys. And then I was like, Trevor's way better at that. Well, you manage sales guys, you know, before like you became like an owner, a co-owner with me, right? And so you're like trying to like put your time and effort where it's the most important to grow to the next level. When you won't wrap your mind around adapting, it's like back to the saying, adapt or die, right? Like that shit fuels me because I'm like, okay, well, we've got to adapt. I can't sit here and just rely on all of the relationships that we've had to get our business to this point. So it's like, okay, let's put Case in there, right? Training him up to do that. Now I'm in this bucket where I'm like, I'm figuring out marketing. I've never done it before, bro. I don't know Facebook ad platform. I don't know TikTok ads platform. I don't know what I'm doing. So I go out and hire somebody, right? Because marketing companies rip you off all the time. And we've seen that how many times? How many times have we been ripped off by marketing companies? So like, not to go against this episode, but we've been ripped off so much time by marketing companies. I'm like, I have to figure it out because we have to adapt or die in order to go to the next level, right? So it's like, okay, now figure out marketing. And it's like, hire an expert. Just teach me. And then that expert is so good. I'm like, dude, just build it for me, with me along the way. And it's like, dude, it's been a lot of work, but now it's getting to a point where it's like, holy shit, it's working. It's working well. Our leads are coming in. They're getting better. They're getting more of them. It's like, it's getting better and better and better. So now it's to the point where it's like someone like Corey or someone like that could be like, take it over and just run that now, right? It's like we did with when we brought in mm-hmm. the credit repair marketing. Now Jeremy's just running it. Now if Jeremy doesn't want to run anymore, we can put someone in there and train them in order to do that. But you have to adapt or die before you go in and just outsource it. Because if you just go hire a marketing company that doesn't know shit about your brand, they're just going to tell you exactly what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing, right? And then when they figure out something that works, they're going to tell you, scale the shit out of it until, you know, and then that could cause problems if you're not ready for it. So there's all these things that can kind of screw you over if you just outsource everything. So you got to be strategic about it, right? Like once you get something super fine-tuned or a VA, like, dude, there's so many things like you can just dump onto a VA. Hey, answer my emails, do this, do that. But when it's like this, it's a high alert one. You send that to me directly. But you're taking a lot off of your plate so that you can now go focus on the next area that your company needs the most. But I still outsourced, right? Like me hiring Brad and going in there and to learning the strategy of copy and learning how these ad platforms work and learning how all these things do puts me in a position now where I'm not dependent on a guy like Brad, right? And luckily, mm-hmm. Brad doesn't own an ad agency anymore. Otherwise, he would have handled this maybe totally different, like ad spend, making money on that, making money on everything in order to, and then keep you in the web until, you know, whatever, you're paying, you know, out the nose for it. But and not that that's how he would operate, but that's how a lot of ad companies operate, right? And so I'm still outsourcing to get the knowledge and get the help and get everything built and structured properly. But now I can take it over and I can run it. I know what to do. Step A, B, C, and D.
Well, I mean, what that tells me is basically we stay on the offense.
Yeah.
Like even when things are good, you're still trying to figure out ways to advance.
Yeah.
Like not getting comfortable because it's like, working off of referrals have worked just fine. It got us where we're at right now.
Yeah.
But it's not going to get you where you're going because you understand we can only be in so many rooms at one given time. You can only travel so many times throughout the year and shake so many hands, but you could be everywhere all the time on Facebook.
Yeah, so
you can be in front of millions of people.
It's amazing what we've built just straight up off of referrals, bro. Yep. I mean, the best companies ever are built off referrals, right? Because you have to maintain your name and your integrity in order to like continue to get referrals, right? Yep. And so it's cool. It forces you to do that. So there should always be that bucket of your business. But what about when you want to go to 40 million, 50 million a year? You know what I mean? You've got to understand marketing.
Yeah.
You got to know how to play the game and get in front of more eyeballs than that. And so,
but a lot of people would probably get comfortable with where things are at and just be fine milking what's been built already rather than looking to build on top of
exactly.
that. And that's why I've talked about like the importance of outsourcing.
Exactly. Because otherwise, in 20 years, we'd be that contractor that's still out handwriting invoices, right?
Like, even when I say outsourcing, I'm talking about outsourcing even duties that you take on. That doesn't have to be outsourcing like they have to be remote. I'm not saying they have to be remote,
right.
But you should be outsourcing some of the duties that you have, whether you...
Exactly.
And again, that's why it was started weaving the hiring piece in there. Because a lot of people complain that they can't find good people. Well, you're fishing in the same ponds that you've always fished in. Mm-hmm. And if that's not going to work anymore and you continue to choose to fish in that pond, then now you're the idiot.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of what I was trying to get across there.
It's
we're talking about hiring. Yes, there's some of you that need to hire a right-hand person, an assistant, somebody that can do some of the things that you're doing so you can start offloading so that you can be on the offense and push the needle and be focusing on that next step. And if you can't find that individual in your local area that could be in your office, there's options that you could outsource to Upwork and this, that, the other. And again, it doesn't have to be stuff where you don't know if it's getting done or not. Like if I'm paying somebody to do a website, I can see visually that the website is done because I'm paying $1,000 for that website, right? Now in marketing companies, if I'm paying somebody $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month and I don't understand marketing, I don't fully understand what is or isn't being done. Now, if I pay a VA to say you take care of all my emails and this is what right? I know all my emails are getting taken care of. I know the value on me outsourcing my emails to X person because I'm no longer answering my emails. The problem is when you say, hey, here's 10 grand a month, please do my marketing, Cardone.
several other too, right?
Well, that was the big experience. That was one of our bigger experiences. Yeah. One of our very large.
Yeah, because it was like a lump sum.
It was $40,000 over 4 months.
Homie, yeah,
you know, and we didn't get shit for it. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
He's a great marketer.
Marketer,
but his team behind him for others is lacking. But it happens, you know. I mean, maybe it
hopefully
was just
they
a
stepped
weird,
it up.
Yeah, it was just a weird bleep in time. Yeah. Businesses go through ups and downs. It is what it is. But again, be open to using technology to your advantage. Yes. Be opening to fishing in new ponds to try to either utilize outsourcing options or finding new ways to try to onboard people into your organization that can relieve you of certain things so that you can continue to move the needle, because you have an obligation to some of the people that are already in your organization to do that so that you are moving the needle for not only yourself, but for them, because more opportunities are now created because you're on the offense. Mm-hmm. Now, if you just stay where you're at doing what you're doing, that doesn't provide any additional opportunities for the people who are with you right now and that plan on being with you long term, because you are already at whatever your peak is. That means if you continue to give them raises, then you're just working yourself out of money.
Exactly.
Right. And so you always have to be pushing, because if you're not, then you'll have a higher turnover because you can't provide the same opportunities as a company that's always growing and that is on the offense, that is trying to use technology, that is using whatever is available to them. When they have a problem, to try to find the solution.
Absolutely.
Instead of, again, the old bag of tricks.
Here's a quick little nugget, too. It's not just for you, too. It's your team, right? Your team needs to evolve with you. So, like, for example, a lot of companies, and I'll use us as an example because I've been involved in this a lot, where they have a key financial person in-house, but their key financial person has gotten overwhelmed. In fact, Joe, local gym owner here, was asking me if we could do this for him. And I've been in these talks, Jeff Lerner, back in the day. It's like, okay, well, I have a financial person, but they're overloaded. Well, what are the tasks that are bogging them down? It's usually the shit that other people can do, right? So, like,
their emails, or their phone calls, or their scheduling.
Well, their bookkeeping. Yeah. Like, if they're more of like a key financial person that's more like the CFO role in your company, why are you bogging them down with bookkeeping?
Yeah.
Right? So you can't look at it just for you. You got to look at it for your team, too. Like if you got your CFO down there bookkeeping and trying to produce financial reports instead of just getting the financial reports, getting with you and making a decision to go to the next level in your business, like, that's counterproductive. But here's the thing. You could just go hire a bookkeeper to come in-house, right? Mm. Well, nowadays, to get a bookkeeper that's got a basic accounting degree and, you know, maybe an associate's in accounting.
$4,000 to $5,000 a month.
It is, because you're talking $20 an hour minimum nowadays to get somebody like that in here, right? Then you're also matching Social Security and Medicaid. So you got the cost of employee. Now you have another person to manage. Now you also have a person that calls in sick, needs vacation time, all these things, right? So you're talking about, like, much more than just $4,000 a month. If you average it all out, it's probably closer to $5,500, $6,000 a month, when it's like, okay, well, over here, we're a whole team of bookkeepers, right? So if one person's sick, there's still someone working in their books, the job's still getting done, and they don't got to match all that stuff on payroll taxes, and they also don't have to manage an employee. They don't have to worry about someone calling in sick, right? Yeah. So that's just an example. I mean, that's something that you got to think about. In all these departments of your business, they're like, okay, well, what are the tasks I can unload, even get some help for my team so that I can have them more as a vital player that they are to accessible to me and this business that we're building.
Yeah, are you bogging down some of your high achievers, some of your great leaders in your organization that could be moving the needle with other things that somebody else could be helping them do?
Exactly.
You know, so Kel's saying, don't just look at it for you. Look at it from every perspective in your business. You know, provide support at every level.
Exactly.
Every department in whatever
and
possible
it sucks.
Way.
It sucks for everybody. Like, if you're doing it for you, you now have to invest that time to adapt and understand the technology or help create the system or the way that you specifically need it to come, you know, to get done. And so, but it's like a short-term investment for such a bigger gain. And your team too. Like, you know, like that gal, like Amber that worked for Jeff, she had to work with our bookkeeping team to understand all the metrics for a couple few months, but then boom, she had this giant task offloaded and now she's like kicking ass in these other areas where they need her, like more in the decision-making and like the higher level CFO work. Right. And so it's like, it sucks for everybody, but no matter what you do. And that's why I keep saying adapt and die. It's like, you're going to have to invest a little bit of effort and knowledge and getting the knowledge in creating that system or that technology with the outsourcer in order to unload that off of your plate.
I agree.
For the greater good, the greater time investment is to get your time back.
Yeah, don't stay with all the stress and all the headache that you have, because there are solutions. Again, I don't know what they are in your business, but they do exist. Yeah. Quit convincing yourself that they don't exist and that you have to keep showing up the way that you're showing up every single day, or that you have to make your employees show up the way that they have to show up every day because they're overwhelmed or stressed or burdened or whatever it may be. There's options. The idea is, again, get out of the weeds a little bit and figure out what your options
exactly
are, and communicate with maybe a few people. Reach out to, this is what why a network is very powerful, because people can steer you in the right direction to help you understand or find maybe areas or places or things that you didn't know exist that could serve you in your business with where you're at right now.
Exactly.
And some of the headaches that you're dealing
with. 99% of business niches have like specific things they can outsource to. If you're a contractor, there's all these outsourcing agencies for contractors. If you're a dentist, there's all these outsourcing agencies for like dentists that can help, you know, take care of things in or out of the office to help you do exactly what we talked
about
today.
Absolutely. So. Don't get caught doing the same old shit, because what you're feeling right now will be the same old shit. So make sure that, again, as Kel's alluded to, adapt or die, or adapt or keep the same stresses and headaches and pound your head against the wall and want to quit and give up every other day. So that's an option too. Guys, that's it for you today. I think we're tapping out here officially on this.
I know.
Episode.
We got more stuff to go
do.
We
actually got shit to do.
We got assistants to train.
Yeah, we got shit to do. For real. So we appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you're leaving reviews, all that good stuff. Share the shit. Other than that, kick ass. Have a good week. And we'll talk to you later.
Peace.